Hello.
Good afternoon, Rob. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good. Happy New Year.
Yes, and it is so far. I'm going much better than the last time we spoke.
Good. 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 You were a little distraught.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but and that's how these things go, right? You have good months, you have bad months. You just got to pick yourself up and keep going. And I do find that just adhering to the process, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I've made 6 calls or emails today. And I have a couple of new prospects, so that's good.
Good.
Yeah, I had a prospect meeting today, but she had to cancel. She had to take a meeting. She's a lawyer, so I'm rescheduling that for, I'm hoping, Friday. So yeah, I think just focusing on the process and the email that you sent Friday afternoon in response to my email of the water is cool and clear is just exactly the sentiment that I need to have every week. Just this is my life. My job is to set these meetings. The money will flow. So if I can just do that and keep on that, then I feel like my perspective and my attitude is just much more positive.
It's great. Well, it just is. I mean, it's the flow. You cut off the flow of the river, everybody along the river dies. You've got to keep the river going. And that's the way you got to think about it. Is there any reason the river shouldn't flow? No.
Nope. And I will always want it to be like that for because I think for me that's the challenge for me in this job. The challenge isn't the investing. The challenge is, getting out of my little introverted shell and being brave and calling people and people. Ooh, I just thought of somebody else I have to add to the list for today. Just that's the challenge. And so I finally embrace that challenge and just recognize that that's like the first priority of every day. Like I actually just finished my contacts because do you need to get that?
Nope.
I just finished my contacts after lunch, but I finished them. Mondays are a little weird because I like to do reading in the morning to get up on the markets and all of that. Theoretically, I do it on Sunday nights, but with small children, that's really impossible.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, you got to be ready to go though Monday. You gotta hit the water hard. Monday is a very productive day,
Yeah,
and
and people are in the
Friday,
office.
everybody works Monday. I mean, it's a big day, and Fridays, they tend to be running out of gas, but on Monday they're all full of spit and vinegar and ready to go. So that's the time. So any news on any of the prospects? Your big guy, was he just teasing you again, or was he real, or what's going on?
I sent that email that you had suggested, which felt right to me. He hasn't gotten back to me. He just took a really, really big project in Berlin. So he hasn't been traveling is what coming to the States, either New York or Miami or San Francisco, because he's really been boggled down with that. So, if he reaches out today or tomorrow, then and he has time to meet with me in New York City, I'll be up there. But I'm not going to worry about it too much. I'm just going to drip on him, in a week or two, or no, in a week, I'll send him something else like research or an article or something. And that's all I can do there. That's all I can do there. I just have to keep dripping on them. But I do have, I have a million coming in probably in the next week or two that actually was referred to by to me by one of our WAs. So I'm working with her on that. Then I have another 500 that'll go on revenue this week. And then I've got another, I think it's going to be a half million of my big family, of my like $18 million family to get started. So, you know, there's it's a positive momentum. And then I met, I went to a cocktails thing for a friend and I met two prospects. So I followed up with both of them. One of them I'm seeing, I think, next week. And then the other hasn't gotten back to me yet. So,
good.
You know, picking up, yeah, every week I want to pick up a couple of prospects. I feel like that I need to do.
How did you get the prospects at the cocktail party?
I didn't do anything. I didn't. So this one of the guys is, he works in the television industry and he used to run, you know, like Univision and Telemundo and all of those. And now he has, he's like semi-retired and he has a quote-unquote consulting slash lobbying company. And so we were talking a little bit about television and he said, so what do you do? And I said, well, I help people feel less stressed and anxious about their finances and their lives. And he was intrigued.
Good. Good answer.
Yeah. Yeah. But then I flubbed and he said, well, what does that mean? And I said, well, I'm a private wealth advisor. So I really, I just couldn't help myself to, you know, mm-hmm. mess it up. But he still took the meeting. So.
Oh, he did. Good.
Yeah. So I'm happy about that.
Good, good. Okay. Good.
Yeah. It was easy. It was literally, he said, you know, he said, actually, I want to sit down with you. I've got all my money at Fidelity. It's totally not sustainable there, blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, yeah, let's spend some time together. Let's get to know you. I would like to get to know you. And it was just very, you know, not very salesy, very just, I was curious about him and his situation. And it was very natural. It was very easy.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Need to go to more cocktail parties.
I know. I need to go to more cocktail parties. Well, at this cocktail party, there were probably 20 people, and I would say 20% of them were billionaires. So it was a really good cocktail party.
What was this for?
It was a friend's 50th birthday. Cocktail celebration, just very small, very kind of casual, but she knows a lot of very important people. So
what does she do?
She's now retired, and she's a retired journalist, and she's looking to get on boards. She and her husband are actually already clients of Morgan, so that's a little like I kind of keep things very clear with her. Mm-hmm. I told her very specifically. She said, oh, you know, maybe we'll come over and work with you. And I was like, that'd be great, but here's how it goes, you know, and here's how it goes. I didn't say but.
Right.
So there, but she's really great at introducing me to people at the very worst. So I think in time I can convert her, but I think that I just have to be very smart about it, given the policies of Morgan Stanley, which are very strict about taking clients from another Morgan Stanley advisor.
Right, which they should be, too.
Yeah, exactly. I told her, I'm not your friend because I want to, you know, prospect you. I'm your friend because we're friends, but, you know, if there's anything I can help with, happy to do it, but here's the policy.
Right.
Yeah, that was the thing about working at Goldman Sachs that was most uncomfortable for me. So I love being clear and drawing a very hard line about that type of behavior here. It makes me feel very comfortable to be able to say that to somebody.
So they were not as professional about it, or what? Would they let you steal accounts?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was encouraged.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, it was awful. I had such issues ethically with it. Yeah, no, it was really, really bad. It was really bad. And people would lie about it, and, oh, it's just, it was awful. It's like, you know, I know you had, I know you took my prospect out to lunch because he told me. It was just not my thing.
Yeah, that's too bad. That's creates a very distrustful environment, you know?
Yeah, yeah, agreed. So thankfully, I don't have to deal with that anymore. I can deal above the line, which is the way it should be. So very happy about that. And also I'm following up today, this afternoon, with someone who I'm going to create a networking group with. So I think that's really good.
Oh, really? Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, that's something we've talked about quite a bit, but it's always felt to me very I haven't figured out like the right people or the right process. So this was a conversation I had with somebody, and it just felt like it felt all right. And it felt like something we could build together. And she's very influential, and she has a great network, and she's the prospect herself. So I think it could be really interesting. So yeah, kind of finding my groove again. I've met with Nico once since we last talked. He canceled on me last week, but I'm due to see him on Wednesday if I don't go to New York City. So I'm going to make sure that I keep in front of him. I need to sit down with Abraham as well this week. So I'm just really trying to focus on what is working and new things. Like, I've kind of given up the idea of doing with Kat Busso the LGBTQ community.
It's
just
it's
yeah. Well, it
too
hasn't
work.
Worked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would have to do all the work.
Yeah,
I would have
yeah.
to do all the work. I want to do all the work. You know, thinking of other ways to approach people, and you know, that's it. That's all I got. I mean, I'm feeling pretty good this week, to be very honest with you.
Well, you should. One of the things that I have in my notes is it's been about a year since we put together that artificial intelligence and robotics portfolio.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it has, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. 2617 is what I've got.
Yeah, so I've been chasing him down for that long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
so
up about 17.3%.
Oh, good for you. So you're keeping it.
Yeah.
I should send that
to him. That's what I send to him. Hey, sorry we weren't able to meet up in New York City this week. Just so you know, that portfolio is up 17%. Right?
Right?
I mean, I'll do it a little more diplomatically, of course. I'll do it a little smarter, but that's the gist, right?
Well, I mean, it's the next generation of the cloud, and you know, the cloud,
yeah.
and I mean the FANG stocks are mature now, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And this group is still young and fresh, and you're going to have some winners, and you're going to have some losers, but. You know, Mazor is up, I think. I mean, that got taken over. You had iRobot is over 100. You got ServiceNow is 220, I think, and we're at 167.
Yeah, it's done well.
So, you know, very... VeriSign was the only one that went down,
yeah.
I think. NVIDIA's down a little bit.
Yeah, NVIDIA's been down.
Right. But other than those couple, they look pretty good. Looks pretty good.
Yeah,
So,
I think that's a great way to reach out to him.
well, I was thinking about that, and had you put in, $5 million, this is what it would be worth.
Exactly.
I would do
Exactly.
that.
Yeah,
I
I like
suggest
that.
a $5 million investment, just do that 17% on $5 million, what that'd be worth.
Yeah.
And we went through a huge correction.
Yeah, exactly.
So I
In
think
this in tech, yeah.
right, in this particular group, this was the big
Yeah.
correction, and this is what it's still worth.
I
And
agree.
our outlook is very, very, very positive for this group for the next 5 years.
I love that. That's such a good idea. Yep,
Well,
consider it done. I'll do it tomorrow. Yep, sorry, go ahead.
it says I'm in this for the long run. I think long term. I track what I do. I'm a professional in the business. You don't have to pay 2 and 20 for a hedge fund.
Right.
You can hire me. You can hire me. Right?
I love, yeah, absolutely. It's a compelling case, right? I have to make a
Yeah.
compelling case for myself. I have to show my value.
Right. There you go. So you show your value.
Yeah, super. I love that idea. I love that idea. All right, so that's what I've got. What else do we have?
Well, we have a new book out,
Oh, do tell.
Supernova Multiplier is available as of February 6th on Amazon and from Cindy if you want an autograph copy.
Oh, I do. I'll email Cindy. I will.
Great.
Awesome.
And it covers the 7 strategies that you and I have talked about extensively, but it gives great stories that I don't have time to tell you about Ken and Tom and these guys and what they did and how they created their mastermind group and why mastermind group work and how to build them and how to so forth and so on. And then interviews with those guys and interviews with others that are successful in each of the 7 strategies. So it gives you some concrete people that are like you that have tried these things and what they did right and wrong and where they stand now and how it's working for them. So I think
Awesome.
it makes it easier for you to pull the trigger and or to sell somebody. Let's say, for example, you said, "Hey, my friend, I want to form a mastermind group. You're the first member. Here's the book. Read chapter 6 on
Right.
mastermind group, and you'll understand what I'm trying to do here."
I like that. Yeah, I see it here on Amazon. That is a
Okay.
supernova. I love it. Yep, I'm gonna get it.
Great.
Do you want me to write a review? Do you have any reviews? You don't have any reviews. We have these.
I would love
Yeah.
for you to write a review. I think you can probably write the first review if you hurry.
Yeah. Well, I gotta read
I know.
the
But you've already been taught the book. You already know the book.
I know, but yeah, but I think sometimes it really helps to read the stories, and review.
It will. It will. It will help me in coaching you, because you're going to read a chapter on mastermind groups and say, "Wow, okay. Now, tell me about, this person. Tell me about this. How did they do this?" So it's going to make it much more concrete, make it much more exact. Instead of me talking in hypotheticals, you're going to be
Yeah.
able to really be able to know exactly how you do each of the strategies. So I think that's the part I'm most excited about, is that everything is in my head. I can't get it all in your head. But through the book,
Yes. Yeah.
I can get a lot of it. I can get a lot of it out of my head and into yours.
Yeah. Okay. Consider it done.
Okay. No, I was kidding about, you know, you've already read the book. You haven't, but, and you really should. And it is, and you do need to buy the book. I mean, you don't need to buy it from Amazon, but you know, they want you to be a credible person writing a review.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Super.
All right. What else?
That's what I've got for this week. But that's what I've got.
Okay. I think we I'm coming over. I'm not sure the date though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nico wanted me to come over. I think it's the 1st of March. But I'm not positive what the date is. I'll have to get Cindy to tell me.
Oh, that'd be great, yeah.
Yeah. Let me see. Anyway, it's to really talk about the book. And to,
good.
You know,
well, I will have read it.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. Yeah, he's pretty excited about the book, so I am too. It's good. I think there's only 16 copies on Amazon available, they said.
That really?
They went through them all. I mean, I think they order them in 500 book batches. So.
That's great.
Yeah, isn't that fun? It's only been a couple of days. It started on the 6th.
Yeah.
It became available on the 6th, so that's pretty fast. So, very fun. All right, well, we don't need a lot of time to get caught up. So if you're caught up and I'm caught up, we're good.
No. Yep. And I'll email you with anything. And at the end of the week, my goal is to email you with the water is cool and clear.
Perfect.
That's one of my to-dos.
Okay. Well.
Super.
It's wonderful. Keep the river flowing.
Yes, keep the river flowing.
Okay, good.
Super. Thanks, Rob. You take care.
Thanks, Anita. Bye-bye.
Bye.